often when we hang on to anger, we're doing it to hurt the person that we're angry with. But the funny thing is, and this is something you can actually teach children, is that it actually does not hurt the other person. You know, anger really only hurts yourself. So it is very important that we teach our children how to let go of anger. And, you know, anger can fester into things like insomnia, stomach aches, headaches, even depression. So there's a little trick that I like to do to get rid of anger, and I actually wrote a story. I developed a technique called bubble blowing, and I have it on my Garden of Wellness CD. And I wrote this for my daughter because one night, you know, she had had a very hurtful experience happen to her. She was very upset and very angry, and she could not fall asleep that night. So we started, I told her to close her eyes, and we started to visualize that she was holding a bubble in her hands, you know, any size, shape, color, and then she was taking the situation and putting it into the bubble. So basically you're taking it out of your body, you're putting it into a bubble, and then you're playing with the bubble, and mom's going to have fun making up this, or dads can make up this visualization, you know, bouncing the bubble with that nasty little thing in there, you know, that was eating you up, you know, that you're angry about. And, you know, it could be the actual situation. It could be a word. It could be a color, you know. A very young children can just, it could be represented by a color. And just put it in that bubble and bounce it around and then send it away. You know, you can just send it away and watch it go up as high as you want and pop, you know, when it hits the sun. Or you can pop it yourself. And I find that to be a very effective and fun technique for kids to use to get rid of anger.